Let's take a look at your market rewind for you here on KLGR, looking at what happened in the Board of Trade yesterday. Well, corn futures closed today fractionally on either side of the break-even point, and the Senate Monday afternoon passed a short-term spending bill, ending a three-day government shutdown. This morning's USDA Export Inspections report is not affected by the shutdown and showed improvements of almost 67,000 metric tons for the week ending January 18th. Soybean futures finished Monday session with most contracts 4 to 7.5 cents higher. Meal futures are up $7 a ton, with soy oil down 12 points. Live cattle futures settled with most contracts 35 cents to $1.65 higher, and feeder cattle futures were mostly higher, with soon to expire nearby January down a nickel. While lean hog futures ended the day with most contracts 5 to 37.5 cents lower, the CME lean hog index was up 12 cents for yesterday, week ending January 18th, and the USDA pork carcass cutout value was 73 cents higher in the Monday afternoon report. Taking a look at how the Board of Trade is winding up here on the overnight right now. On March corn, it is down 0.75 cents at 351.25. December down 0.75 cents for the new crop at 385. Soybeans for March up 1.75 cents at 986 even. November up 1.25 cents to 1001.75. Soybean meal for March 50 cents higher at 339.10. May up 20 cents at 341.90 a ton. Soybean oil for March 17 cents higher at 3233. The Minneapolis wheat for March trading even at 607 even. May also trading even at 616.5. Oats for March up 2.25 cents at 267.25. May up 2 cents at 263.75. That's been a check of your Tuesday morning market rewind here on the KLGR Farm Show.